FreeElectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
If we're going to build, we got to have people that will protect the work. You know, on the wall, it got so intense with all those people that were there threatening them, and that they took in one hand a tool to work with, and in the other hand they had their sword, and everybody was in their place on the wall just in case. I'm gonna work, but if you come up on me, we go protect the work. Amen. That's how it's got to be. Yeah, I'm working, but don't get up on me. Don't come up, no foolishness now. Because it's important. We are here with a responsibility, a mandate to finish what God started pertaining to the kingdom. Number two is protect the work. You know, protect one another. Protect one another. Don't allow little jealousies and strifes and contentions to enter in among us. Because that's how the enemy will do to seduce. You know, we should be on. You know, you say it any length of time. You should, me too, all of us should be beyond the point of being offended all the time. Amen. Say it loud. Amen. I mean, in other words, we have to get past being petty. You know, we do. If we're really going to build, you know, you can't get way up somewhere with a bunch of petty people. Amen. Critical. Always opening the door to the devil on you. You can't do it. You got to be able to guard the work. You know, a husband has to guard his wife. Amen. Hello? Abraham gave Sarah to Pharaoh. And she said, all right, I'm going to give you to Hagar. Take that. He sold her off to Pharaoh. He's afraid. He said, they might kill me for you. So I'm going to say you my sister. Pretty much gave her to Pharaoh. When it came back, she gave him to Hagar. You know, it was all messed up till they got it right with God. But we need to guard one another and guard the work. I want you to pray and ask God about how, in your contribution, how you can guard the work. It's God's work. We're gatekeepers. Amen. It's just like your house. Certain things don't enter your house unless you let it. Amen. If they do enter and you didn't let it, it's a perpetrator. And you're going to see that it gets out of there. All right. So guard the work. Guard the work. Protect the work. We must not allow outside enemies to destroy our internal strength. Now, I'm going to dig into this one a little bit concerning number three. There are certain things we must destroy. And let me use these terms. I may not have used these before, but let me use them. We must destroy, number one, money politics. And number two, religious politics. Money politics and religious politics. I'm going to use two examples. I mentioned this Sunday, but then I went off into some other things. But in John chapter 4, if you'll get that for me, John chapter 4, verse 1. When we talk about politics, now politicians aren't demons, and I have some really good friends that are good politicians. But you know what? Demons can get up in the politics. Hello? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just, and I'm not criticizing politics, but I want to make a point here. In John chapter 4, verse 1, it says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. Back to verse 1. When Jesus heard or knew how the Pharisees heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. Now, this is the Pharisees. The Pharisees are the enemies of Christ. They're the ones that sit and listen. They know the word. They listen to trap him. They listen to try to get him to hear a blasphemy. They're always, now imagine that, somebody, a whole group of people always come to your meeting, and you know they just come just to criticize. They come to find something wrong. They come to try to get cause to kill you. That was the Pharisees. Now the Pharisees, Jesus found out they knew that he baptized more than John baptized. Now knowing the Pharisees, they were going to use this against Jesus. In other words, they were going to try to divide Jesus and John. Come on. That's politics. That's religious politics. They were trying to find any leverage they could to get him, to weaken him, to stop the momentum of the move that was going throughout the land. When Jesus heard that they knew that he baptized more, even though Jesus didn't do it, but his disciples, he knew that they would try to use religious politics to bring some type of controversy or divide between him and John, so Jesus left. Religious politics. I wonder how many games of religious politics go on in the church. Sometimes people saying what Apostle said when Apostle didn't say that. Apostle told me I don't know what you're talking about. This is what he told me. I ain't said nothing. But they know it'll never get back to me, or they don't think it'll get back to me. You understand? Or you understand what I mean? People using things, saying things about you, misrepresenting you for their purpose. Or people saying things about you that cast a bad light on you when you had nothing to do with anything. And here you come, happy as a lark, and you look at folk looking at you like you crazy. Religious politics. And don't let there be a lot of money involved and stuff, or a lot of influence, a lot of fame or entertainment. Or that's sadly path that a lot of church has gone toward. Just that. You see all the glitz and the glamour on TV, but you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. All the dog eat dog, the lies, and all the drama that goes on behind that stuff. Religious politics. Then you have money politics. Do you understand that? When people are trying to pit one against another for some kind of morbid gain, political gain, because they didn't want to lose their influence with the people. This Jesus spoke with such authority. And they had no authority. They just knew the law. And before Jesus came on the scene, they were in control of everything. They were honored and highly esteemed. All men spoke well of them. Jesus turned that on me. He said, woe is unto you when all men speak well of you. For so did they, the false prophets. So, religious politics. They had their own agenda. They tried to work that move against them. Now, let's take a look at money politics. Give me 2 Kings chapter 4, money politics, okay? We must destroy religious politics and money politics. Tell the person beside you, you got to have a pure heart. Come on, tell them, your hands got to be clean. And, in order to walk in that manner and in that dimension, there are times you have to suffer. Amen. Amen. Because somebody else is doing wrong, don't give you the privilege to do wrong. Hello, should have been a real amen in here. Amen. Amen. Doesn't give you the right, doesn't give you the clause because somebody did you wrong. No, you retaliate with wrong, you are no better. You're in the flesh too. Amen. Amen. You're in the flesh, you're carnal too. And that whole dimension of mankind, that dust nature, is under condemnation. Amen. In your flesh there dwelleth no good thing. But you see, you have people in church that won't suffer anything. Say amen, lights. I need somebody to really say amen and help me out here tonight. Because I'm telling the truth. I know it's the truth. Amen. That won't suffer. But see, suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. And there's something special for you on the other side of your suffering. But the principle that Satan has established in the world is that of pride. And people's pride will not allow them to suffer any length of time, yet alone at all, you know, for a long time. People rise up. They're going to get out from under this. Hello? Thank God Jesus knew how to suffer. He bore your sicknesses, your sins, all your transgressions, all your diseases, he bore it. He got up under it, didn't complain about it. Here we, you know, we're so political, you know, that we're not going to take anything. You misunderstand our authority, because your authority doesn't stem from your flesh and from your carnal mind, and you retaliating over stuff. That's flesh. That's not strength. That's weakness. Your strength comes from your patience. Hello, how you can bear up under stuff. That's true strength. Hello, anybody can go off, but everybody can't be patient. Starting to get a little more amens up front here, so that's good, the good side. Amen. It's true. This is Christianity 101. See, we try to get build a lot of other stuff on this, on other things, but this is the foundation. You know, if we're really going to rise and build, the foundation has got to be set right. And it's not a one-time deal where you humbled yourself 2 years ago. Now you're back to your old self. No, it's a continual. But with that continual humbling is a continual pouring in of anointing. Hello? A grace to go beyond there. What stuff used to trip you up and make you mad and discourage you and destroy you, it ain't doing that now. Because you've learned how to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and wait on Him to lift you up. Amen. But it takes a measure of suffering. And I'm not talking about places where you have to suffer. You know, when you do wrong and you suffer for it. Anybody do that? Yeah, you be patient when you done did wrong. You waiting on them to write the ticket. You know you're doing 90. You ain't got no bone to pick. You was doing 90. You got you on the radar, so just wait for your ticket. But see, it's when you do well and you've done nothing to deserve it. Come on. I said, see, folks don't go there. They don't knock on that door. They don't enter into there. They don't put the toe in that water. But see, it's when you do well and you've been honorable and you suffer for it. This is thankworthy.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 35 of this series entitled, The Faith Crisis. Today's message is entitled, Carrier of Faith. Fallen angels are in the earth illegally. When God created angels, they were created out of nothing. However, when God made man, He spoke to the earth. Man has authority in the earth. His body has authority in the earth realm. When saints walk in submission to God's plan for their life, they exercise their authority. God gave man dominion in the earth. Man was mandated by God to be fruitful and to multiply. As God formed Adam, He was placing words in him. Saints are carriers of faith. God placed so much word in Adam, He was able to name all of the animals.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.